It's a story that's very near and dear to me. I heard it from a very special Jew the first time I met him, Rabbi Sasset, the Chug. And he, story for another time, he got me through the first Purim. And he told the following story. There was once a town, and in this town, there was a taskmaster who was ruling the town. And it was a very, very sharp, very smart taskmaster. What he said is he gave all of the Jews in the town enough time, just enough time. He gave them enough time to quickly get to Shacharis, enough time to quickly do Shabbos, to quickly do mitzvahs, to quickly do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, just enough time to do their avodas Hashem. No more, no less. So they felt like they were doing what they needed to do. But at the end of the day, that was all they were able to do. And there was one Jew who, after a certain amount of time, he just couldn't take it anymore. Couldn't take it anymore. He was so constricted, he was so limited, he said, couldn't take it anymore. So he gave up, threw everything away. He went, he packed up his bags, and he started to run out of the town. And of course, as he runs out of the town, what happens? Coming down on his horse, with a sword and a sheath on his belt, comes the taskmaster. He says to him, Jew, what are you doing? It's a death penalty. He's not doing his work. He has to do his work. That's the whole point. And he looks at him and says, it's a holiday. He says, it's a holiday? He said, yeah, it's a holiday. If it's a holiday, we don't work on the holiday. We start working right after the holiday's over, but it's a holiday. We're not supposed to work. She says, okay. And he lets him go by. So he keeps riding into the town. And then he sees everybody's working. So he pulls some Jew aside. He says, Jew, what are you doing? So confused, he looks at him and he says, I'm working. I don't understand. What's the question? He says, why are you working? He says, what else would I be doing? He says, I don't understand. I said, I thought it's a holiday. He said, what are you talking about? So he realizes that there's a story here. He tells him the story. He says, there was a Jew who passed him by. He told me that he was going. He said, it's a holiday. That's why I wasn't working. So he said, what holiday is this holiday? So the taskmaster said, he told me it's a holiday called Yom Pleitatenu. So the Jew laughed and he said, Yom Pleitatenu means the day of our escape. So often, in our Avodas Hashem, in our lives, life takes over. We just started a school year, just getting into things. We have our schoolwork, we have our social pressures, our social things that socially that we're involved in. We have extracurricular activities, clubs, internships, resume building, working on our making sure our GPA is where it is, the this test, that test, the next thing to get us to the next test, that'll get us to the next test, that'll get us to the next stage of life, that'll get us to the next stage of life till, B'ezrat Hashem will be old and gray and then we'll be finished taking tests and doing things to get to the next thing. We keep on running and running and running to do the next thing. And the Yitzhar is very swift. The Yitzhar is very clever. And sometimes the Yitzhar can even control our Avodas Hashem. It's one of the greatest tricks of the Yitzhar to tell us, listen, I davened, I did my mitzvah, I did Shabbos, I did this, I did that. This sense of like, but I got it done. And we forget the fact that we're slaves. We forget the fact that we're being held back on our ability to do our Avodas Hashem. We don't let time open up. We allow time to be constricted. We allow our mitzvahs to be constricted. We allow them to stay bound up. We allow them to stay tied down and not to go up. There's a beautiful, beautiful Zohar Kadosh, somewhat well known. But there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, I go and do a mitzvah, and I want to be Yotzei the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is sitting there, it's sitting on the table, it's munach, it's just sitting there. It says the Zohar that the godfin, it takes the Zohar to come up with language like this, the godfin of a mitzvah, the wings of a mitzvah, are Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. That the Avas Hashem, the deep connection that we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Yiras Hashem, the awe of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that we have, that's what takes a mitzvah and makes it fly. It's the kavana that we put into the mitzvah. It's the focus that we put into the mitzvah. It's the ability to concentrate. What was Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is all Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, we're talking about basically Pesach the whole time anyway, right? Pesach is all Mitzrayim. It's all constricting us. It's all holding us in. It's borders and its boundaries. It's tying us up. It's holding us down. It gives us just enough room to breathe, to live. But then that's it. And we need to unbound it. We need to untie it. And the Avas Hashem and Yerushim that we're talking about, it's what's giving. It's the kavanah of the mitzvah that comes into the mitzvah that allows the mitzvah to fly. Allows the mitzvah to get up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what brings the mitzvah up. And the Yetzer Hara is coming and stopping us and allowing us just enough time to be Yotzei the mitzvah. You know, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you see the word Yotzei all over the place. You know where it exists?
Exit.
On the door. It's the exit. If you want to get out, if you want to get out of a mitzvah, you could be Yotzei mitzvah. If you want to run away from a mitzvah, you could be Yotzei mitzvah. The idea isn't to be Yotzei mitzvah. The idea is to start getting into a mitzvah. To begin to open a mitzvah up. To begin to see what the essence of it is. What's inside of it? Why am I doing it? To understand a little bit, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Ma Hashem shuol mimcha? Kim nira'oto, la'ava'oto. He wants the Avas Hashem, he wants the Yiras Hashem inside the mitzvah. He wants us to contemplate, v'mitbonim, to think. What do we really want to do to serve him? He doesn't just want us to be running around. Halachot are just the halicha solon. They're just that we're walking through the world. The halicha, when we walk, they're the raglayim. We walk with our legs. They're the lowest part of ourselves, the halicha. It's the lowest part of ourselves when we're walking. We totally cut off the body, the mind, the soul. We're cutting off the highest places of ourselves. Somebody once said, a couple of weeks ago, I was at them for Shabbos lunch. He's very into Eastern stuff and meditation and all these things. And he said it, he just twisted it. He augmented it in a very beautiful way. He said, you know, it's very funny. People often say that like they're not into meditation. He says, we're all into meditation. When we obsessively think about our work, and we obsessively think about our schoolwork, and we obsessively think about what it is that we're interested in secular culture, in this culture, in that culture, we're thinking about our friends, we're thinking about this girl, we're thinking about that thing, whatever it is, it's meditation. It's putting the entire focus of our mind on one singular thing. Happens to be that we may have not chosen that. We're letting our minds rule us instead of ruling our minds. But it's meditation. We're always thinking. We're always focusing. But the Yitzhahara likes to make sure that we're being focused on other things. Mitzrayim wants us to make us focus on the Avodas Parach. There was a lot to do. And we wanted to keep us focused. We wanted to keep our bodies just tired enough that it could barely move, but able to still move to do the work. And we're trying to do it is to try to get out of Mitzrayim. We're trying to get out of the routine. We're trying to get out of the Halichas Olam. We're trying to get into the Halacha. Beyond the halacha, we're trying to add the wings. So that way, that when we're doing a halacha, it doesn't matter that we're using our legs because our feet aren't on the ground anymore. Because we're starting to fly. We're starting to fly to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tshuva that we're trying to do. That's the lashuva l'Hashem. Over the course of a year, we've sunken and come down and down and down into the physical world. To the point where even our mitzvahs are physical. Our whole being is physical. All we are is stuck in this physical world. And what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us is put your wings back on and start flying back to me. Lashuva Lashem. Come and come back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lashuva Lashem. Come back to me. Sen kechuyim achem devarim v'shuvu Lashem. Take the words. Take the words of Sefer Devarim. The words of Sefer Devarim, which is all about Shuva. Not just take your words. Take Sefer Devarim with you. A whole book about how to take the physicality, find the spirituality in the physicality, and come and fly back. A book which tells you the bottom line, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you? He wants Ava, he wants Yir, he wants Halicha B'Drachav. And then he also wants the mitzvah, but that's the next sentence. That's the next pasuk. He wants us to fly back to him first. And we begin to take a look inside. We begin to open up. We begin to think, how do I get back? How do I get back? How do I return? It's the answer to the question that we're not asking. Ready, Lon? It's the answer to the question that we're not asking. We don't even realize how far we are. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, just do tshuva. Just start answering the question. Forget the question already at this point. Just start answering it. Just start coming back. Just start getting back to me. Just start fixing things. All I want is to be close to you. All I want is for you to recognize Meloka Arz Kvodo, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is ruling the whole world, that there's Malchus is in everything. He just wants us to understand. Not only is his malchus on everything, and that's a big thing that's very far away. The king was in the castle very far away. But to come to Yom Kippur, and to come into the innermost chambers, that I might be the king, but I'm the king who wants you in here with me, wants you to come in here with me, to come into me, to have yichud with me, to have yichud with me and come, to sit in my sukkah, to come into my bubble of kedusha. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us, to start to come back, to start to walk back toward the palace, start to walk back toward the castle, to walk in, to go through the gates, to join him in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then to really join him in Yichud, then to really join him and come and sing around in Chas Torah, sing and dance around the Torah, to have those wings and start to fly around the Torah, to fly with the Torah, to let the letters start to dance in front of us, to not remember that we've been holding the Torah when we're holding the Torah, but to watch the letters dance, the letters that are Briyas HaOlam itself, the letters that are creating the world itself, letters that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to show us how much he cares about us, that all he wants to do is show us his Ratzon. But to do that, we have to let go. We have to let go of the bondage of life. We have to let go of all of the things, the pressures that start to come on top of us. The schoolwork, the outside work, the internships, the GPAs, all these things. To begin to let go. And to begin to recognize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will respond. Because all a Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying is, I'm giving you a test. I'm giving you the real test. The test isn't the test that's going to come from the teacher. The test is the test of life. The test of the life is, can you see past all of these things that are distracting you and still see me? Can you look past all of these things and come back to me? If you can declare today as Yom Plei Tateinu, you can walk and the whole world is open to you. The whole world suddenly becomes open. A world of tshuva, a world of Avodas Hashem, a world of Malchus Hashem, a world of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zochet to have our own Yom Plei Tateinu. We shall be zochet to be able to let go of the bondage of life that ties us down, to be able to see the spirituality of life, to put our wings on, to open up, and to fly, to begin to fly back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to join Him ultimately through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then in the Yichud of the Kodesh HaKadosh Yom Kippur, past that even, to the explosion of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Malchus in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything in the world. When we sing and dance B'zrat Hashem with the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, on Shmiyat Zeret and Simchas Torah.